it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, what do we got? Greatest Minnesota debuts ever, right and wrong answers. Tonight, we looked it up before. What is it again? Is it Jimmy John McCarthy? I don't remember now. Do you remember the JJ?
Is it Jimmy John? That'd be cool.
That'd be great.
I mean, he's got marketing.
Yeah.
He's no brainer.
He's got this side piece. You know, he's got this side business, and now he's trying to be the quarterback. What do we got again?
Jonathan James.
Jonathan James. Seems like Jonathan James, you could be a lot of things. Porn star?
Yep.
FM midday disc jockey?
John James.
John James.
Johnny James.
Here's John James in a
playhouse.
Tribute to Supertramp. You know? John, can we just call him John? Because do you still want to call JJ, the original Vikings JJ? JJ, are you adopting Jets?
I still refer to Justin Jefferson as JJ.
Yeah, so on this show, do we have to call him, in our conversation, John? John McCarthy.
How about Wally McCarthy?
Well, I don't think we can call him that because we have a Wally McCarthy. Dave, should we call him on this show John McCarthy?
I prefer Jonathan.
Jonathan McCarthy.
Jonathan McCarthy.
Okay, fine. Jonathan McCarthy.
Johnny Mac.
Makes his, that's pretty good. Johnny Mac, although we just had Johnny Mac in a lot of tennis. How long has McEnroe been calling tennis, by the way?
A lot longer than he played. It's
what a run, right? Just unbelievable. I just saw a video of him and Connors together. I thought he and Connors hated each other.
I did, too.
But were they yucking it? They were yucking it up with
That's
Sinner.
Disappointing.
Yeah, I prefer,
still want that bad boy.
I do. Come
Jimmy
on.
Connors doesn't seem like a good dude.
I know. And it's Sinner and Alcaraz seem like buddies. Novak and Roger apparently didn't get along for a while, but then they buried the hatchet. I liked it better. Come on.
Yeah.
Take the hatchet and bury
yes.
it back. Let's go. Greatest Minnesota debuts ever. Okay, if you go like teams. Like, there's a lot of anticipation. Think about 61. You get the Vikings and the Twins in the same year.
Crazy.
Dave, can you look it up? Has any city ever had
two of the Big Four
debut the same year? Now, I know we had a lot of expansion then. That's pretty good right there. Now, again, right and wrong answers. Josh Freeman. Thank you.
Dang it. That was my go-to.
That also yes. on a Monday night.
Oh, my God.
Against the Giants, right?
Yes.
Pretty sure. And do you remember the show connection to that?
Yes, I do.
You want to go ahead and say?
It was our Jenna Winsenberg, our producer. Was buddies with him or knew him from college.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And was assuring us he was going to be great.
Yeah.
He made us, I don't know if we had Spurgeon win yet. Well, let's do the Charles Barkley thing. He made us pine for
yes.
I mean, how many of those passes?
Airmailing passes, not even close.
Over.
Like he'd never played the game before.
Oh, my God. Les Steckel. Now, I think there was legitimate anticipation and excitement, but what a colossal failure. I used to be very good friends with Darren Nelson. I miss Darren. I should reach out to him. One of the great humans. And he told me, and I think it had been reported before, but when he told me again the story where Les, at some point during the season, was trying to motivate the players, and he brought in a diaper. And the idea that this was a soiled diaper, and that he was so committed to the team that he starts eating, in theory, the poop. To show how motivated.
That's my move.
I mean, of course it was chocolate, but I mean, how dumb does he think the players are if he thinks, yeah, our coach is ready to eat poop. I'm going to play even harder today. How about here on this radio station, and we'll need Lindsey Peterson to help me out here, the debut of Cannon and Kozlak.
Oh.
Cannon and Kozlak. Lindsey, if you're here, can you look up when did they debut, how long did they last, and how quickly did they learn to hate each other?
Oof.
It wasn't good.
No.
I mean, that's Cannon. And by the way, Ruth had a very fine career.
Yep.
Right? When I was an intern, handing out pamphlets at the fair and getting in a car accident when I drove the WCC vehicles kid, you know who's the most friendly to me of all? Ruth Kozlak.
Ruth?
Oh, she was great. But was that a Rand Gottlieb situation? Is Lindsey here today? Because he normally would come.
He is here.
Oh, okay. He's listening to Common at this point.
I have to assume.
Yeah, I assume he wanted to
Vikes
listen.
Vikes game day montage or something.
Yeah, the
going
tennis
on.
Montage. Yeah. He couldn't miss the montage. Can't blame him. That's a good one. Now, here's somebody who definitely gets KFAN lore. When Doogie meets Laura, that's okay. You need to tell this. My producer, Darren Doogie Wolfson from the Fan Day, still great human being. I miss you, Doogie. Go ahead. Were you listening at the time, or how did you know this story?
I can't do this.
Come on.
No, that's not nice. No.
Laura is a phenomenal person.
I know.
She'll laugh at it. This is what Doogie's trying to get set up. He's already used Charger's little, one of their little rat dogs walking around Lake Calhoun.
It's like a prop dog?
It's a prop dog. And I don't remember how well it worked, but go ahead. He goes out with Laura, and I'm asking about it.
Yes, and I mean, this is heard secondhand. Maybe the words aren't exactly how they came out of his mouth.
I think they're pretty close.
Are they the same words? Probably are.
He was asked, reportedly, in legend, Doogie was asked, so how'd the date go? What'd you think? What'd you think of the gal? And he referred to her as something along the lines of a low-maintenance 7.
Yeah.
Wow. And she's married to him?
Yeah. By the way, Laura is a 10. I mean, she's attractive. She's smart. She's successful.
Puts up with him.
She's funny. And most of all, she puts up with his nonsense. Two kids. I mean, yeah. That is fantastic. Krispy Kremes. Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
I remember I went to the media line in Maple Grove, and it was utterly ridiculous. And then, like, the next day was what you refer to as the rabble, you know, mm-hmm. the non-elitists, yeah, like you. I mean, the lines were, like, miles long for an OK donut.
Yeah. And they were gone like that.
And by the way, the Amish donuts, they're the same thing at the fair.
Those are good.
They're good. How long would you wait in line for those?
15 minutes. What have they been there? 3 years now?
Think
Peachy's?
So.
The lines are still an hour and a half?
Yeah. No chance. No, I think they're just barely better than Krispy Kremes. I just think the donut is really overrated. But more power to them, right? Okay, we got plenty coming in. Right and wrong answers only. And then we'll get to a little bit the anticipation of the game. And what is a realistic expectation for J.J. tonight? Because if they score on the first drive, Vikings Twitter may have a mass orgasm on Twitter if that's allowed. I don't know if that's allowed. I don't know about cleanliness. But what would happen if they go to – and like just pinpoint, yeah, passing, right? We're working in Jones, Mason, of course. And guess who's got to score the touchdown?
J.J.
No.
Mm-mm-mm. Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen has to score the touchdown, and he does the gritty right next to J.J. Uncontrollable exuberance will be taking place. Aquarius is the topic right now. Aquarius started in 1987, earning the right to be recommended. When they sent me this copy in August, I was thinking, they're talking about furnaces now? Come on, Aquarius, calm down. Wait till October. Well, then, in this fraudulent month of September, where only bottom feeders continue it, a great month, when it was 38 the other day in the morning, when it was 40 And Dave, can you imagine some
character building?
Can you imagine Dave some buffoon saying this is the best month of the year?
It's clownish.
Clownish, fireable behavior. What's not clownish or fireable is working with Aquarius. Of course, the Kinetico drinking water system. I had three big mugs today. I'm sick of the at-night cramps. You know, you want those? No, don't want those. How about, yeah, turned on the dishwasher before I left. I got the water softener for that, for the laundry, and also for the just the overall, your showers, things like that. But your furnace, you might have to turn it on this weekend. Right now, Aquarius is offering you, how about this, a $29 furnace tune-up, because they work with everything in your utility room. Aquarius can help you out in so many aspects of your home, condo, cabin. Don't wait. AquariusHomeServices.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Songs from musicals Dave Harrigan loves.
Incorrect.
Okay. Adam Robert Carter.
In tribute of our buddy Christopher Columbus. Mamma Mia.
Also incorrect.
Yeah. Mamma Mia.
Can we get him back on?
Well, Columbus Day is coming up, right?
Yeah, we better get him back on. He's been denied many opportunities. Okay, what do we have?
Well, it is Vikings opener day, so I figured we bring some of the music that really fired up the real Vikings, you know, back in the days, getting on ships from, you know, Scandinavian countries, Sweden, Norway, Denmark. All the music they would listen to before a nice adventure to go plunder and take over land.
Plunder. Good
so
word.
We've got good music that I'm sure they were listening to on their ships. Some
sure.
bands that originated right. from Sweden, Norway, and Denmark.
I like it. Very good. Among the texts, cool fall weather, 60s is best weather of the year. That's fine. Guess when fall starts? End of September. This is summer. September 22nd.
I'll get you a copy
is
of the
when
calendar.
Fall. I mean, I assume your calendar is like an invisible ink, right? Because it changes frequently.
It's pliable.
Monday, September 22nd at 1:19 p.m.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Will be the start of fall.
Yeah, this is summer. When it's in the low 40s in early September, it's gross. And if you like it, move to Siberia. What do you think about that, Dave?
Yeah, and Thank stay you. There, too.
How about the debut and disaster of Howard Stern in the Twin Cities market? Not true, by the way. Now, if the goal was to bring Tom down, complete failure.
Yep.
But Howard Stern in the mornings was clear-cut second place. Clear-cut second place. It's just that Tom, I think, was 2.5 times ahead of him. They just had spent so much money trying to, you know, bring him down. Also, they did
Bob FM?
What was that disgusting filth of a human being, Andy Bloom,
yeah.
who was a part of it. And if you wonder why I just called him disgusting and filth of a human being, go to the Google.
Yeah.
Just horrifying.
Awful.
Horrifying. And he worked here. They also remember Stern was doing specific hours just attacking Bernard.
That's right.
And Bernard played it brilliantly. Didn't acknowledge it. You know, so considering the money they spent, it was failure. Anytime the state of Minnesota debuts a new computer site.
Yeah,
that's true. Grand Casino Arena, the G-Spot, just debuted. What do you think about Jason Aldean? Does it matter that? I mean, he's...
My daughters went.
Did they?
They both went.
They liked it?
Yep. They're big MAGA, though, you know.
What was the MAGA ratio, you think, at the G-Spot for Aldean? 90?
Yeah.
90. Duty Eby. Well, now, he really didn't play until, like...
Just David Stern pronouncing his name.
Yeah. I already orgasmed with the mention of football. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. Liriano pitching against Roger Clemens in Houston. That is a good one. That's 2006. That's when the team was dead in the water. And Gardenhire has the meeting with Morneau and says, basically, you're lazy as bleep. We're about to send you down. Then he takes off and is amazing and wins the MVP. That's when, for a while that year, their second best pitcher was this guy named Johan Santana.
Yeah. Think about that.
Think about it.
He was Liriano was untouchable.
Untouchable. For a couple months. I think he would have been 12-3 or something just crazy. Because it might have been Santana Pettit and then Liriano Clemens. And then, of course, what happens? Liriano gets hurt. He would come back later to get one of the weirdest no-hitters ever. Didn't he, like, walk, like, eight guys or something? Like, just craziness. But they make it. And is that the year they go out to Oakland right away? Might have been that year. That's a good one. Let's see. Russell Shimoka. Russell Shimoka. That's a good hindsight, right, where it just became, he can't be this bad. He can't be this bad. Now, again, KFAN lore, Thor Tolo. That's when the fan ran the huge ad campaign when they were attacking the Packers. I'd have to call. Our guy Patrick was behind it. And it was Thor joining the station in the mornings. Thor, who is a wonderful human being, but he was battling some demons at the time. Was Sam Sigelman, did he leave our show to produce Thor, or did he come back to us? But Sam used to have to pick up Thor because he was battling his demons. But I've also told you, Thor would go up. This is the 611 Frontenac place, which is just such a dump. Such a dump. He would go up in the upstairs studio, and he's this very nice man. But he had incredibly high opinion of himself. And he would sit there, and you could hear him out of the studio laughing at his jokes. Something similar to you do now.
I do that all the time. What's wrong with that?
Looked like you were looking something up.
I just looked up the Liriano no-hitter. It was May 3rd, 2011, against the White Sox in Chicago. Two strikeouts in the game for Liriano, six walks. Anybody guess what his ERA was going into that start?
It was not good, right?
No, it was not good. 9.13 a month into the season.
9.13? Are you serious?
Yes.
Herschel.
Yeah.
That's a legit one.
Great debut and the highlight of his career.
Yeah. The shoe. 164 yards against the Packers. Peaked. Like you early.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, okay. Let's just go through the teams. Like the North Stars, who, like maybe when Broughton first played a game for the North Stars, you think.
Did Madonna come out as a superstar?
Right. I mean, number one picks, Lawton and Madonna. I'm just thinking Neil just because he had such a great, right? Twins, I was there. Eddie Bain faced David Clyde, 1973, 4th of July. Eddie Bain was out of my school, super hype. So was his David Clyde. Also, the game was, I think his name was Captain Dynamite, where he would blow himself up on the field. He was also 6 years later, 16 years later, when I'm calling games to Orlando Twins in the summer of 89, he was still doing the same gig, Adam.
No.
When you're Captain Dynamite for almost two decades, not a good gig.
No, but no. I mean, 16 years.
Blowing yourself up. Oh, my God. Okay. Wolves, I guess KG, right? Probably as hyped as anybody, but in Sacramento, so it was a road game. Vikings, who approaches JJ recently? I mean, Jefferson was the 21st or 22nd pick, right? I mean, you thought highly, but.
But Adrian Peterson.
Yeah. Adrian.
Adrian, that's a good one.
Obviously,
right?
Brett showing up here.
Brett.
Yep.
Yeah. That's even more, right? Oh, Brett's more than AP.
He had a helicopter.
Yeah. He had a helicopter.
Chopper 5, following
right?
from St. Paul.
You could say debuts when the Vikings were getting arrested all the time in the 80s when Ricey was, did he do like the Bermuda Triangle? Because there was like, they always get arrested leaving Winter Park, you know? How about restaurants? I'll go, how about this one? Mall of America.
Yeah.
Mall of America and then Planet Hollywood. Did we have all the big names come in for Planet Hollywood? Oh, remember, yeah. It was like
Arnold was
Arnold.
There. Yep.
Bruce Willis. We go in Dumi.
Wasn't the Chucker doing like live at the Planet Hollywood?
Was Chucker out there?
Was he did do
like
a
Chuck
bit out
Knobloch? There was some, I think he was interviewing Chuck Knobloch.
Standing in for other time.
Chucker. How is our guy, the last man, doing?
Good. Johnny Rock.
Johnny Rock. Great person. Is there like, I'm trying to think of a restaurant that was, I mean, when Gavin Kaysen came to town for the foodies, you know, Spoon and Stables lived up to every bit of the hype.
Sorry, you already named it. Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme. Just trying to think of something else. Something else that just was a total system failure of a debut. There's teams, obviously.
Bella Notte?
Well, Bella Notte was a success run for a while.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Michael Hollywood Candy knew about it.
Yeah, he absolutely did. He did. All right, so you're solo again tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do Dumber
sure.
again?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. I have a topic next. I just thought of it. I forgot it briefly. Metro Transit bumping up security, they say, dramatically. Will that change your thoughts if you've been off Metro Transit? If you've been off light rail, even off buses? For some, they don't have a damn choice. For those, let's hope Metro Transit security makes it a lot better. Will this change your approach, or are you completely out? It's 32 past 12 on CCO.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.